General Conferences for You continued. To give of ourselves by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. Being busy versus giving of ourselves. Isn't it true that we often get so busy, and sad to say we even wear our busyness as a badge of honor, as though being busy by itself was an accomplishment or a sign of a superior life? Is it? I think of our Lord and exemplar, Jesus Christ, and his short life among the people of Galilee and Jerusalem. I have tried to imagine him bustling between meetings or multitasking to get a list of urgent things accomplished. I can't see it. Instead, I see the compassionate and caring Son of God purposefully living each day. When he interacted with those around him, they felt important and loved. He knew the infinite value of the people. He met, he blessed them, ministered to them, he lifted them up, healed them. He gave them the precious gift of his time. In our day, it is easy to merely pretend to spend time with others. With a click of a mouse, we can connect with thousands of friends without ever having to face a single one of them. Technology can be a wonderful thing and is very useful when we cannot be near our loved ones. My wife and I live far away from precious family members. We know how that is. However, I believe that we are not headed in the right direction individually and as a society when we connect with family or friends mostly by reposting humorous pictures, forwarding trivial things, or linking our loved ones to sites on the internet. I suppose there is a place for this kind of activity, but how much time are we willing to spend on it? If we fail to give our best personal self and undivided time to those who are truly important to us, one day we will regret it. Let us resolve to cherish those we love by spending meaningful time with them, doing things together, and cultivating treasured memories. The joy of service. As a pilot, I have touched the skies. As a church member, I have felt heaven's embrace. Every now and then, I miss sitting in a cockpit, but serving alongside my brothers and sisters in the church easily makes up for it. Being able to feel the sublime peace and joy that grow from being a small part of this great cause and work, I would not want to miss for anything in the world. I feel a certain sadness for those who do not grasp and appreciate the wonder and privilege of the priesthood. They are like passengers on an airplane who spend their time grumbling about the size of the packet of peanuts while they are soaring through the air, far above the clouds, something ancient kings would have given all they possessed to try and experience just once. Brethren, we are blessed to be humble partakers of this great priesthood authority and power. Let us lift up our eyes and see, recognize, and accept this opportunity for what it really is. Short videos. Watch short video highlights from President Uchtdorf's conference addresses at lds.org/go/112G and lds.org/go112H.